The Postal Service says it needs to stop Saturday mail delivery to reduce costs and stay afloat. But there is someone in the area who says not so fast. It is Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly, who joins us live this morning. Welcome back to WTOP.
Great to be back, Bruce and Mike.
What's the problem with letting the post office stop Saturday delivery if it'll help?
Well, first of all, there's the legal nicety of the fact that the Postmaster General, in my opinion, does not have the legal authority to do that. For 30 years, Congress has explicitly said, year after year, thou may not do that. We want six-day delivery for lots of reasons. So if he wants to change that, he's got to come to Congress and ask Congress to pass a law that allows him to do that. And I think that's kind of important. Secondly, there's the economic argument. What he fails to tell people when he says this will save $2 billion is, yeah, it will save $2 billion. It will also cost at least that much in revenue loss. And because there are whole lines of business, like the greeting card business, that will have to find a different way of delivering their product if they lose 6 days a week. Periodicals, journals, same thing.
So in a way, could that actually hasten the demise
yes,
of this agency?
That's the point. He did a study, he deep-sixed a year and a half ago, that showed just this. A 7% additional decline in first-class volume mail will lead to a $5 billion revenue loss. He never talks about net savings because that would be very inconvenient for
him. What about fixing the health care and pension problems that really are the root of this
whole thing? That's the most obvious thing he ought to be asking us to do, and we should do. Congress is a big part of this problem. We put this 100% prepayment requirement for health care benefits through 75 years. And we required them to do it within a 10-year time frame. No other entity on the planet is so required. That would alleviate 11 of the $15 billion loss this year.
Why not just go ahead and do that as Congress?
Well, a lot of Republicans don't want to do that because they call that a bailout. You've got to remember, there's a lot of ideology at work here. A lot of Republicans don't like the post office because it's big, it's governmental, and it's unionized.
We got to talk about the sequestration because it is apparently getting closer and closer with the threat growing larger and larger, and with Northern Virginia the target perhaps to feel this more than any other place in the United States. What are your concerns? What do you think is going to happen?
Sequestration could have a devastating effect in metropolitan Washington, especially, as you said, Mike, Northern Virginia, but not just Northern Virginia. It could shave as much as 8% off our local GDP here in the metropolitan region. Wow. In, for example, Northern Virginia, the district I represent, 10% of all personal earnings are directly attributable to either federal employment or federal spending. So we can't pretend that this wouldn't have a devastating impact on our local economy. It's billions of dollars in contracts, billions of dollars of direct employment, and the ripple effect of that in terms of lots of companies that serve the federal government.
Earlier this week, we spoke with your Republican colleague, Frank Wolf, who says he's getting behind a bipartisan effort to come to an agreement and maybe go back to what Simpson Bowles recommended and maybe follow some of those recommendations and get an agreement. Are you part of that?
Yeah, we had a vote actually just yesterday on an amendment, the Schrader Amendment, that sort of enshrined those principles. And I'm in favor of that. We got to look at the particulars. The devil is always in the details. But what I would say is sequestration is not rocket science. We can fix this. Mm-hmm. We've had lots of time to do it and didn't. But it has to be a balance of spending cuts and revenue enhancement. The idea so far that the Republicans have put on the table that is unacceptable is let's just shift the defense cuts entirely to the civilian side, doubling down on civilian cuts. That would also have a devastating impact in metropolitan Washington.
Well, already we've seen the Department of Defense say that one of the aircraft carrier groups that was supposed to be going out on duty in the Gulf area, where there's more than a few problems underway right now, is not going to go because of the concern about budget. Does that mean that our fiscal problems have become also a national security problem?
If it hasn't already, it certainly could, because this is going to have a chilling effect on the ability to further research and development, to deploy technology, and to make hard bread and butter decisions about national security, homeland security, intelligence, and national defense. But it also will have an impact on the civilian side, which is equally important, especially to our local economy here,
right.
NIH, for example. So we need to be concerned about this MEDAX approach that is sequestration. And I think we have to pull back. And I'm hopeful that we can still do it. But I tell you, we're running out of time. The deadline is March 1. We're only in session another 9 or 10 days.
Even with your best hopes, do you feel like in your gut that sequestration is going to happen?
I am fearful that sequestration, at least for a period of time, Bruce, is going to kick in.
A short time?
I hope a short time.
Oh, boy. All right. Jerry Connolly, thanks so much for joining us. Coming in this morning, Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly. Good to see you again.